tell us something about your parents. Where were they born?
Let's see. Daddy was born up the Carter Road over there. It's just right opposite this turn up here where you come off the highway, and it's a Carter community. Mm-hmm. And mother was born out in the same community where I was, out in Pleasant Hill community.
Mm-hmm. How far did your parents get in school?
Mother went on through school and taught school. Mm-hmm. She taught in the Pleasant Hill school, which is right out there by the Pleasant Hill Church.
So she got about 8th grade high school?
She went on through high school. Mm-hmm. I don't think she went to college, but she did go on through high school. Mm-hmm. Daddy went to, I believe, the 6th grade. Mm-hmm. And he was, like I say, he was born at Carter, and he met mother out there at Pleasant Hill, and then after they married, they moved out there, and that's where they lived when I was born. And when they got married, well, like everybody else around here, they didn't have anything, just a will to try to make it, I reckon. And I'd have to start my time that I can remember. There was times that we just didn't have anything. No shoes, maybe one pair of pants. And we made a whole year on $75. Lived a year on it. We raised everything that we ate. Like, we had hogs and cattle too. And a good garden and a good orchard. We had more to eat then than you would have now. I mean, it was more plentiful, your beef and stuff. We ate more beef and pork then than you do now. You didn't have to buy it, you raised it. And Daddy trapped in the wintertime to try to get us a little money to live on the next summer. Next year he made $100 or so trapping in the winter, catching coons and mink and selling the hides. We lived out there like that a year or so, and then it got a little better. We finally bought a pair of mules and done some farming, and then we finally bought one tractor. We lived out there until I was 11 years old in the Pleasant Hill community. And then we moved to the Delta. We had that pair of mules and a tractor. And I don't reckon we had a red cent or anything. Broke. And but we did, one of the store owners in Yazoo City that Daddy had been selling beef to, he would butcher beef every once in a while, sell it to get a little cash to buy sugar and stuff like that we didn't have. And one of the merchants up here decided he would back Daddy in a farming operation. So we found a place to rent over here, which is Wilton, that we still work. And we moved down there in a great big two-story house. Oh, it was heaven to us. We never had anything like it before, running water and electricity. Mm-hmm. We'd come out of that Pleasant Hill district out there with nothing.
Your father farmed mostly?
Now
he's...
He started farming then. So we rented that place, which was 500 acres, and worked it and done pretty good. So we bought another tractor or so. And then from that, we've been adding to it every year. Mm-hmm. And now we work about 6,000 acres of ground. And our sales run about